Hello everyone, my name is Nick and I'm here today with Gabriella and Matthew and our special guest Becca Woods. How are you, Becca?
Good.
Good. And today we'll be discussing the process of analysis of Flagler College's production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which will be performed by the Flagler College Theater Program from March 8th until March 12th. We will also discuss this production's genre and style. Knowing the genre of a play is important to everyone in the production and anyone who attends the play. As we will discuss in this podcast, the genre of this play has quite an impact on the actors and actresses who are in the play. Now, let's hear from Becca about how the genre of this play affects how she becomes her character.
Now, why is it an actor's responsibility to analyze a play and reflect from their first impression of the script?
I believe first impression is important, especially because of there's a certain level of wonder and excitement that you get when you first read a script and you're first going through it, and there's kind of this idea of everything being possible and everything being big, and you haven't gotten bogged down in rehearsals and fine-tuning things yet. So that first impression of what's going on is really kind of a childlike excitement I think you need to keep throughout the rest of the process.
See, the impression I get from that kind of response is when you can compare that to the first time you meet someone, like that magical moment. Like, you're going to always remember that moment and that specific time, and that's how you're going to always look forward to that person in a way.
Absolutely.
Now, moving on to our next question is, what do you look at first when preparing a role, the setting or a character's behavior?
All right. That is a wonderful question because that really delves into what we go through, not only in acting classes, but in directing classes here, that idea of the given circumstances, of what's happening in this production, what's happening in these people's lives, what even is the world that makes up their life and their world. So for me specifically, the character's behavior really comes from the setting. You're really looking at, like I said, what's going on, and that should feed everything that you're doing. Because if you think about it in our daily lives, that is feeding us. The political environment we're living in, the social environment that we're living in, the fact that it's raining or sunny, these are all things that kind of affect how we interact with each other, and it's no different from that in a play.
So in comparison of that, you can foretake that as being, you know, somebody from Brooklyn, like their demeanor and like their personality traits would differ from someone, say, from California or for Texas. So their setting they come from, that's who they are and that's how they represent themselves.
Absolutely. I agree.
From your personal experience as an actress, what matters more than anything when it comes to interpreting a character?
Basing all of your decisions in the text. That has become increasingly important to me as an actress, and again, as a director, even. Any part of the process, I think it's important to keep referring back to the world that someone else has created. The playwright has created this world and set up its rules, and so it's really important that when you're doing things, yeah, there's always that element of, oh, you can kind of make believe in a way, or, oh, these details that aren't in the script, I can kind of supply those myself. But it's just so important that even when you're doing those, they make sense with what's going on. Otherwise, you're kind of disrupting the world, not only for yourself, but for your other actors and for the design team. And this is such a collaborative process that you really have to remember that that's what ties everyone together, is that the script, the core.
So with that being said, the script can be compared to as well as a blueprint for the character's world. Without the script, what would the character really be, or even the cast or the production itself?
Exactly. Ties everything together.
If a character's particular trait falls outside the norm, how do you avoid overemphasizing that trait?
I think it's really important in that case for a kind of inner focus on the character to be happening. And yes, you exist in the world, like we've been talking about, and that's incredibly important, but especially if you're different in the world, or if you're a character that just kind of doesn't fit in or stands out a little bit, important questions to kind of ask yourself: does your character even notice that they're outside of the norm? You know, there might be someone who just is outside of the norm because that's who they are and they don't really think about it. And you as an actor have to think about that, but your character isn't actively like, wow, how can I stand out from everyone today? And imagine like something our acting teacher tells us a lot is think of like acting like an intoxicated person. when we stand on stage and we're trying to act something like that out, we think of being over the top and slurring words and anything to make it look, quote unquote, like we're intoxicated. When in reality, what she tells us is, as a character, you're not, your character wouldn't be like, I want to act drunk right now. You know, they would just be acting their circumstances and acting the environment and acting what they've been through. So don't focus on being different. Focus on the qualities that make up who you are. And hopefully that will help that stand out. And honestly, good writing helps with that. Good writing gives you the tools to do it properly.
So just like people in real life, they don't really overthink of, you know, their certain traits or their personality of, oh, I'm more of an artistic person or I'm more of a writer. They're just who they are and that's how they present themselves and they don't overthink it.
Well said, Gabriella. Well, on to our next question. In what ways do you look for inspiration to become a character who's gone through circumstances that you've never personally experienced yourself?
That's a good question. I think in no matter what anyone goes through in life, there's always some part of it that we can all empathize with. There's always some inner part that we kind of all share. That idea of really stripping situations down to their core elements. Like, everyone at some point in their life has felt sad. Everyone at some point in their life has lost something, whether it's a grandparent, whether it's a favorite toy. You know, there are these kind of base experiences that we can all pull from. And every acting teacher or coach does this differently and has different perspectives on this. But I think it's really helped me to just try and pull from those base experiences. Like if my character is a slave, for instance, I have never experienced that, but I might have experienced not being able to get something I really wanted. And my character really wants their freedom. And while I'm not a slave who really wants their freedom, I know what it's like to really want something. So you throw that element into it.
So it's all about finding those basic connections with our own experiences and with the circumstances going on with the characters in the production.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. Oh, interesting. Now then, when it comes to addressing the central conflict that impacts your character in some way, what key points are necessary to identify?
Well, the first thing is to look at the larger picture and ask yourself what the conflict is as a whole. It's important when you're going through your personal journey as a character that you're also kind of checking in with, how am I doing as an actor at progressing the storyline, at making sure that I'm not only showing my own journey, but showing the journey of all of us when we reach that final destination, when we reach the final conflict that the play is really about. And from there, just again, just kind of checking in with yourself, just making sure that you're thinking of it as a whole. I mean, in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which we're working on right now, our director really talks about these snowball moments and how it's very important, especially with it being a farce, that these moments start and they keep going and they keep going and they build and they build and they build and they reach somewhere. Now that's something that has a general ending in mind. That's not just something that you're working on as an individual character. So just those check-in kinds of processes like that.
I see. So it's all about trying to find the big picture in the grand scheme of things. Is that what I'm trying to see?
Exactly, and how you fit into that.
If there's a central conflict that every play revolves around, what do you search for in each individual scene to propel the play or your character forward?
This is where those little snowball moments come in. In every play, there's a central conflict, but you've got to remember that in every scene, there's also kind of this idea of a miniature central conflict or a central moment. Each scene and each piece of what's going on, even if it's not split into scenes, is giving you information about the play, and it's moving the story forward. So you've got to look at the material and find out what it is about that scene that is the most important. What are those tidbits of information that we have to make sure get across to the audience? Those moments of tension, those moments of revelation, and within that, looking at the individual's objectives, because those will kind of help as guidelines of showcasing what those tension moments are, what those conflict moments are. And again, that goes back to good writing. This should come naturally when something is written well. There should be a build that's happening with the dialogue that itself. And then you as an actor really just have to try and make sure that you're getting that across and make sure you're finding that.
I see. So it's all about gathering those little bits of information that act as sort of the groundwork of the entire conflict as a whole. And what is the most challenging aspect of applying all of that information you gather from your analysis in order to perform on stage?
Oh boy. For me personally, getting your body and your brain to work together, that's a personal challenge of mine. Not getting too in your own head. It's very easy to kind of see the analysis as this one part of it. And I enjoy that part. I enjoy the analysis a lot. And then it's very easy to see that as completely separate from being up and about and on stage and moving. But really, the two should be working together, and the analysis should be informing your movement and informing your decisions. And I think just getting too tripped up when you're on your feet gets in your own way. Focusing too much on doing things right, or, oh, I've got to make sure that I'm showcasing this part of my analysis, isn't going to help you. So just get out of your own head and just let those pieces work together naturally. Trust yourself.
Wow, that is actually very wonderful advice to anyone in any aspect of life, theater especially.
All right, thank you, Matthew. So, Becca, as we know, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum is a farce. So how does the genre of the play affect the way you portray your character?
That's actually interesting because I am in a class right now that is about what they call style and acting style. And it's that idea of these different time periods and these different genres of things, and how that does affect how your character acts. When we think about the given circumstances that I brought up earlier, that idea of the setting and how your character fits into the world, that's going to be different if your world is in outer space and you're speaking broken dialogue, or, you know, if you're in a Victorian house and everything's proper and everything's natural and there's nothing odd or weird about what's going on. So while you shouldn't really be focusing as the actor so much on, oh, I've got to get across this style, because a lot of that is done by the production team and the director themselves and the designers, it's just interesting to think about how you fit in the world with this kind of outside set of given circumstances, which are kind of what makes the designed world of the play, that idea of the genre. So for instance, in Greek theater, or Roman, as in Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, there's this idea of a very presentational style of everything. So we're encouraged to really remember that we're kind of larger than life in the space. And that's probably the biggest connection for the actor to have with that genre.
Okay, cool. So the genre affects the space that the characters are in. All right, Becca, one last question for you. If you were to describe the feeling of truly discovering the relationship the play creates between the audience and you, what would you say?
The interesting thing about theater, especially out of any kind of medium, is it's really a chance to interact one-on-one with your audience. That's not something we get in films. It's not something we get in pieces of art. It's really a chance to create a relationship between you and the audience. And because of that, and because they're very present as you're going through your whole process, you really get to feed off of their energy. When we're all in shows, we have kind of, oh, that was our Friday night audience, or that was our, you know, Thursday afternoon audience. And they're kind of titled that way because they are living in this space with us now, too. And while they're not creating it like we are, they're still so much of a part of the whole process, and they're a part of helping us to create the world for them. You know, they're really feeding us, and from that we can build off of what we've already started in the analysis and what we know from the genre and all of those things, and make it really personalized and make it that much better.
All right, thank you, Becca, for joining us today on this podcast. And also, don't forget to check out A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and it will be taking place on March 8th through March 12th in Lewis Auditorium. Thank you.